Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Chavtes, Haklal Hayotze Lamaisa. In order to apply this in our own lives, how does this apply to us on a regular daily basis? She'ha'odom tzorech lishmar atzmoy mo'oid mo'oid mikisufim ro'em. A Jew has to watch himself tremendously from chas v'shalom having any bad desires or bad yearnings. V'yargil machshavtoy tomid lichsoy v'lachshek rak kisufim toivim. But rather he should train his mind to only be thinking good desires, to only want what Hashem wants. She yisiyageya v'yachshek v'yichsev tomed l'skavad Hashem yisborach u'l'toyrosev avidosoy. He should be constantly yearning to come close to Hashem and to the Torah and to serving Hashem. V'afilu kishebo'em olav machshovois v'hirhurim shel kaivois. And even when the person has all kinds of thoughts of desires coming into his mind, v'kisufim shel havlei ha'olam, and yearnings for all kinds of nonsense of olam hazeh, wants to have a fancy car, wants to have a fancy wife, wants to all of those kind of things, yargil atzmoi lechoiz machshavtoi. The person should train himself to grab hold of his mind, lehatoisa mikisufin elu, and pull it away from those yearnings, ulahamshicho lekisufin toivim, and to push his mind into good desires. Shehem ikar hatoiv be'emes lo'il me'at ulanetzach mitzochim. Because that's the real, true goodness that's eternal and permanent. When a person zoicha to have good thoughts. Ki hamachshova biyad ha'odom lahatoysa lamokam sheroitzim. Because a person's brain is definitely within the person's control, and he's in a position to swerve it any way he wants, to turn it any way he wants. Ubiyos, that's as far as thoughts are concerned. Ubiyoser, and much more so, tzorech lishmar hadibur. Person has to guard what comes out of his mouth. Sheshom ikr moitze hanefesh mikoyach elapoyal letoiv oylehepechasashom. Because that's the thing that really produces the souls that are produced as a result of our desires, and it's the mouth that determines whether it's going to be good or bad. Al kein tzorech lishmar atzmoy mioid moid levli ledaber shum diburach asvishon. Therefore, a person has to watch himself tremendously not to speak any bad words, meaning an expression of evil desires verbally. Shall kolponim lo yoytze mipiv hatayvois v'hakisuvin shel havlo yolam hazeh sheboim aliboi. That at least, even if his heart is being bombarded with these desires, evil desires, he shouldn't chas v'shom let it out of his mouth. Rak yahapoy chadovor, but rather he should turn it around. Continuing in the middle of paragraph Chavtes in Hilchasumna and Halacha Dalet, we said that even if a person's heart is being bombarded with bad desires, still, in terms of what comes out of his mouth, he should say, I want to serve Hashem, I want to please Hashem, I want to do the right thing, I want to like what's right. Right, exactly. K'ayidei diburim shel kisufim toivim, because through a Jew speaking words that express good desires, yoytzim hanefoshos toivim mikoyach hapoel, he actually produces good souls. Umetzayer en oseis haTorah letoiv, and he formats the letters of the Torah in a positive way, lasos peulos toivos, that they should do good things in the world. Ulahamshich kol habrochos v'hashpois boilam, and he assists in drawing down into the world from Hashem all types of shefa and all types of good. This is by expressing verbally good desires. Ve'elu hanefoshos toivim hoilchem boilam, and these good souls that he produced by speaking forth good desires, these travel all over the world. Uma'orim kol hoilam l'Hashem yisbarach l'toirosoy, and they inspire people and arouse people to want to come close to Hashem and to want to come close to the Torah. U'lehepech, and if a Jew chas v'shalom verbalizes bad desires, he creates bad souls which go out into the world and go into people and give people the motivation to do and inspiration to commit sins, to go against Hashem. Friday afternoon, the mincha of Erev Shabbos is something which Rav Nosson Zal discusses several times in Likutei Halachos, where according to Nusach Sfarad, we have the custom of saying Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kidoilam Chazdoi, and Yedid Nefesh Shavur Achman over there. And those two, there's a tremendous amount that's written about them, and what that does, how that brings the person into Shabbos. It carries him from Oilam Hazeh into Oilam Haba, and it carries him from Tumah, you know, to the highest levels of Kedusha. And if you ever take a look at Yedid Nefesh Shavur Achman, that little tefillah, those four little paragraphs, if a person knows the Hebrew, then again, that should blow you away completely, completely, because it's the most eloquent, beautiful expression of desire for Hashem that you could possibly imagine. And again, if somebody doesn't know the Hebrew and you look into one of these art scroll Siddurim and you look at the English translation of that, that's the one of the most ideal examples of a person saying, Mishoich avdecha el ritzaynecha, Hashem, please draw me close to your will. You know, Yerav lo yididisecha, your friendship, your liking me should be sweeter to me than honey, you know, etc., etc. And that's the preparation for the taking on that Nefesh Yisera, the Neshama Yisera, and all of those things.
Hashem knows your thoughts. I would think it's preferable to say, you know what thoughts are in my mind. Because who knows what kind of bodies are out there to, you know, first to get to sin, first to make a discussion, get it out, make it physical.
The thoughts, put it into words.
Once you bring it into words, even if you're in a confessional or a prayer, you put it into the realm.
I would be curious to ask. To be honest, I don't know. I would be curious to ask, you know, one of these Zakenim and Breslov, that kind of thing, who know better what they would say in a person's own tefillah, whether they should actually verbalize, you know, the type of bad thoughts they're having or something like that, or like you're saying, that even in that context, not to say it.
Just to... I'm wondering if that was my question.
I hope we'll get the answer to the question.
He
mentions, but he doesn't go into any specifics. He says, I'm being bombarded with all kinds of thoughts, and, you know, that he does say.
I think the name where some of the Dhamma got his photos, he says, you know, where he says that, you know, all the world is dependent upon his photos.
Yes. Yes.
There, if I'm not mistaken, he writes, I think, that even you should say everything that's inside of you. I think he says even Tino. Mentioned even Tino.
Complaints. Exactly. I hear.
Doesn't specify what type.
Complaints, I would understand, yes. But the question is this item, to actually verbalize, you know, specifically bad thoughts that I'm having, that kind of thing, I don't know.
The Tino's are a type of bad thoughts also, because of it's like a type of fear. True. Feels like,
true.
Once they say it out, you know, it's a type of fear.
True. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh she'omar Dovid HaMelech al Rasholim." This is what Dovid HaMelech means when he says in Tehillim, "Bochanto libi, pokadeto lailo tzraftani, bal timtzo zamoisi bal yavor pi." He's telling Hashem, "You tested me, and you found me that I would not go against you with my mouth. I won't cross the line, a certain line, with my mouth." Hainu she Dovid HaMelech Olav HaSholoim Mizvade Avur Klal Yisrael. Dovid HaMelech here is confessing on behalf of Klal Yisrael. V'oimer, and he's saying the following, Ho emes yodati shelo yomadati benisoyon kishebuchantoisi. I know that the truth is that I did not pass the test when you tested me. Kitzeraftani bal timtzo. You tested me and I was not found to be successful. V'alkein, therefore, may oz v'hola, from that time on, ani shomer atzmi, I watch myself very carefully, kishebuin olai machshovois umezimois shel taivois v'kisufim shalom hazeh, whenever I feel a wave of bad thoughts or desires of this world coming upon me, sha'al kolponim lo yitzim b'pi chas v'shalom, at least, rather, I train myself to be constantly speaking holy words, words expressing desire for Hashem, that kind of thing. Likrois tamed elecho shetashiveni elecha b'emes. Always calling out to you, Hashem, that you should return me to you with sincerity. Where I know that by verbalizing desire to come close to Hashem, that creates good souls, which format the letters of the Torah in a positive way, which makes it that everything Hashem is doing should work out in a positive way, in a positive way for me personally, in a positive way for Klal Yisrael. Because the letters of the Torah are what make things happen in this world. Just like when Hashem created the world, He created it with the letters of the Torah, so too He maintains the world with the letters of the Torah. So whether it's going to be a nice day outside or a hurricane outside, or whether people are going to get sick or get cured, is all being regulated by the Oseis HaTorah. And based on the way that we format the letters of the Torah, based on the kind of desires that we express from our mouth, Kain Poyalim Boilam. That's how they affect what's going to take place in the world, Kimavur Hete Shamba Toranal, as was explained very clearly in that chapter on Likud Imran. Vizehu, and now you could understand the second half of that Posuk. Rav Nosson Zal quoted the pasuk Bochanto libi, pokadeto lailo, tsraftani, baltimtso, zamoisi bal yavor pi. And then the pasuk says, lefeulois odom, vizehu lefeulois odom, bidvar sfosecho. Shekol hapeulois odom. Everything that's going to happen to man, hainu, and everything that man is going to do, hainu, kol hapeulois vahaudois, shodom tsorech lifoil velasois, bze oilam, all the actions that people are required to do in this world, ani nishmar meato sheyiye bidvar sfosecho. I watch myself that they should only be within the framework of your lips, Hashem, meaning shehim diburim kidushim, meaning I watch my mouth that I should only speak diburim of kidusha. Dahainu shelo yadaper rak diburim kidushim shehim dvar sfosecho. I watch my mouth to only express holy words, which are words that conform with what Hashem wants, kedei shayidei zeh yihiyu nigmorim kol hapulei sotam letoivo, so that everything that people are going to do in this world, they're going to build nuclear reactors, the nuclear reactors should be used in a constructive way, not to wipe people out, chas v'shalom. Ki kol hapulei sotam nasin kifim Hashem etzai roisis hatoira yidei dibur of kanal. Because all the actions of man in this world take the direction based on the format of the letters of the Torah that a Jew formats by expressing his desires from his mouth, whether they're good desires or bad desires. Vaydezeh ani shomarti orchois poritz. And by doing this, Dovra Melech says, I watch myself from going in a path, you know, the wrong type of path. Ki hadibur yeshloi koyach godol. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, speech has incredible power. Vaidei sheshomati atzmi miladaber diburim shel taivas v'kisufim roim, and through the fact that I watch myself from speaking any words that express bad desires, rak hirgalti l'shoni ladaber tomi diburim shel kisufim toivim kanal, but rather I watch my tongue to only express words of good desires, by doing that, I'm protected from going on any bad type of path, chas v'shalom. Rak tomoich ashurai b'magloisecho. But rather, you, Hashem, prepare a smooth path for my feet. You're the one, I'm zecher to follow your path. Through speaking good words, that's what protects my footsteps to only go on your path, Hashem, and they should not deviate, they shouldn't go off track. Because it's these diburim toivim that support me and give me the and guide me, leilech b'magloi secha, to go in the path of Hashem, ubal namoitu po'omai mehem, so that my steps should not deviate, go off off the track that Hashem wants him to be on. Afal pi sherotzu ledchoisim em kamay sherotzu achmanslam. Despite the fact that the Satan, the Yetzirah, wants very much to push me off track, because I guard my mouth from expressing any bad tivus and retzlinos, that's what the diburim kidoishim that I speak are what keep me on that right track and keep me walking in the right direction. Avol Hashem Yisborach ozrani b'koyach hadiburim atoivim litmoich hashura b'magloisecho b'almamoitu pomoi kanal. Whereas Hashem helps me because of the diburim toivim that I speak, Hashem helps me to go on that proper path. V'zehu shesiem, and this is why David HaMelech concludes over there by saying, ani kirosicho kisaneni kel, Hashem, I cry out to you that you should respond to me, ki ani al nishmarti omadati, because I will stay in my post, I won't give up my position, I'll hang in there. Tomid, constantly, shetizakeni leilech bidrochecho, that you should, in other words, and I'll be relentless in my requesting of you that you should give me the privilege of going in your path. Va'ato imisoni tamid, and you put me through constant suffering. Va'ideze zochisi she'ato toimech ashurei b'magloisecho, and through that I'm zoche that you should lead me on the right derech, you know, put me on the right path. Ki kol ze hu inyan ha'hisboidedus v'hasicho b'nei levein koinoi. This is one of the main focuses in the concept of Hizboidus that Rabbi Nizal spoke about. A Jew speaking to Hashem every single day. Shetzrichim lahargil esatzmoy bozeh harbe. That a Jew has to get himself used to doing this a lot. Dahainu sheyargil esatzmoy lichsoif velachshoik tomid kisufim toivim. A Jew has to train himself to be yearning and have a burning desire to do good. Mosai yizke losur meira, to be thinking, when will I be zeche to leave the path of bad and evil? Velasois hatoiv be'enov yizborach tomid, and to be zeche to be constantly doing what's right, what's good in Hashem's eyes. Ulahoitzi hakisufim bepiv b'chol yoim, and to express these desires verbally every single day. Vaydezer yizke lehinotzel me'orchis poritz. And this is what will protect the person from chas v'shalom going on to the wrong path. Rak Hashem Yisborach yismoy chashuro v'magloisov. But rather Hashem will support his feet in going, in following the proper path. Continuing Hilchos Umnin, Halacha Daled, Ois Lamed. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vize bechinas dine chakirus v'kablonus." Based on what we've discussed till now, the importance of rotzoin, good desires, creating good nefeshos, and we spoke about parnosa, we spoke about bringing the parnosa in from the outside, we spoke about lechem aponim, we've discussed many different topics along the way in the past 15-20 pages. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take us into a new topic, a little bit related to what we learned about before. There's a term used in the Shulchan Aruch called chakirus and kablanut, which in this case means it's a type of sharing arrangement between the owner of a field and a person who's going to be working the field, where they make all kinds of different arrangements where either the owner pays the worker a certain percentage of the crops, or the worker pays the owner a certain percentage of the crops, depending on what arrangements they make. So here, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mashetoilin kilkul hasode yoiser b'hachoiker mibal hasode." The Shulchan Aruch says that if something goes wrong with the field, if the field gets attacked by a plague of grasshoppers or something like that, we consider it the problem of the choiker more so than the owner of the field. We consider it the sharecropper's problem more so than the actual owner of the field. Kimavur b'shulchan aruch, simin shin chof bei sifalef, v'zeh l'shoinei. These are the words of shulchan aruch. Ha-choyker, oy ha-soycher, sodem echaveroi, a person who makes some type of a sharecropping arrangement, or he rents a field from his friend, the friend is the owner of the field, va'acholo chagov, and the grasshoppers come in and eat up the crops, oy nishdefo, or a plague of shidofoin, a certain type of disease that hits the crops and causes destruction. Im ira dovor ze l'roiv hasodoi sheloi soir, if this problem hit the majority of fields of that city, menakeloi mechakiroi, then the owner has the right to deduct from the choker, from his wages or from his portion of the crops, hakoil lefi hahefset shehiru, all based on the amount of damage that hit. Ve'im loy poshto hamake b'roiv hasodois, whereas if this plague or this problem did not hit the majority of the fields, einoy menakeloi mechakiroi, then the owner of the field does not have the right to deduct it from the person who he has this sharing arrangement with. Afal pishenit nishtadfu kol hasodoi shel balakarka, even if all the fields of this particular field owner got hit by it, still he has no right to blame it on the sharecropper, but rather the owner of the field has to take the hit. Nishtadfu kol hasodoi shel hasoicher oyachoiker, whereas if all the fields that are in the possession of this person that's renting them or has this sharecropping arrangement, if all of his fields got hit, afal pisha poshtamaka b'roiv hasodois, even if the disease or whatever it is hit the majority of fields that he's involved with, einoi menakeloi mechakiroi, the owners of the fields do not have the right to deduct it from his percentage, she'ein ze hahefset toloi ela b'soicher, ad kan l'shoinoi, because we assume that any loss that's incurred goes on the one who's renting the field, not on the choiker, not on this person that has this arrangement. Ad kan l'shoin ha-shulchan aruch. This is the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, and now Rav Nosson Zal summarizes for us by saying, nimtza she'al piroiv talinon kilkol asode b'ha-soicher v'ha-choiker. This is basically telling us that in the majority of instances, we will blame anything going wrong either on the one who's renting the field or the choiker, the one who has this type of a sharecropping arrangement. Makas medina, unless we see that a particular country or a particular city got hit by a plague or something like that, where the majority of that city's fields got hit by it, that's a different situation. But other than that, we attribute the problem to the choker. Ve'enoi menakeloi mechakiroi, afal pi shenishtatfu kol hasodoi shel balakarka, ein toilen akilko bebalakarka. And he does not deduct it from the chakirus, he doesn't deduct it from the sharecropper, even if all the fields of a particular landowner got hit, still, we are not toilet in the balakarka, in the one who's using the karka at that time. Ulehepech, whereas in the opposite case, im mishtatfu kol hasodois shel achoiker, if a particular sharecropper, if all the fields that he's working on and dealing with, if all of them get messed up, talinon hakilkul boi, we do attribute the problem to him, afal pi sheposhto hamake b'roiv hasodois, even though this plague or this disease has affected the majority of fields, ve'enoi menakeloi mechakiroi, and he does not deduct it from his chakirus. Just to clarify the terms that are being used again, the term soicher means Reuven owns a field, Shimon rents the field from Reuven, and pays Reuven a certain amount of money per year, $100, $1,000 per year, to rent your field. You get the $1,000, and I get all the produce of the field, period. That's called soicher and maskir. Now, choiker means that it's a form of renting your field, but instead of paying you money, I'm paying you a set percentage of the fruit. 20%, I'm going to do all the work on the field, but because it's your field, I, the choiker, am going to give you, the bala sode, a certain percentage of that fruit. Then there's a third term, which is kablanut, Kablanut means where again it's Reuven's field. Shimon is going to do the work, but the deal is that Shimon says, according to the produce that this field is going to produce, I'm going to give you a certain percentage of that. So choker is not a percentage, but it's a set amount of fruit, regardless of what the field is going to produce. So we have the soicher who's renting, paying money. Choker is paying a set quantity of food to the owner of the field, regardless of what the field is going to produce. And kablanut means where I'm going to do all the work, and you're going to get, and the owner are going to get a certain percentage of the produce. Now, paragraph Lamed Aleph, Rav Nosson Zal starts explaining. Kimavur Bahatura Hanal Al Islan Birab Dabra Ailele Lamosa. Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 31 in Likutei Moran, which we're basing this whole discussion on, Shetzrichin Lahachnis HaParnosa Michutz Lepnim, that a Jew who's involved in Parnosa has to know that part of his responsibility is to take the Parnosa from an outside place and bring it to an inside place. Outside usually refers to klipos, tuma. Inside usually refers to kedusha. Shezeh zoichen al yedei hakisufin dikdusha. Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Kutimran showed how when a person has good desires, that's what gives him the ability to make this transfer. Shezoichen al yedei bechinas Shabbos, emuna v'tikun abris. And the way that a person is zoichen to good desires is through Shabbos, emuna, Tikkun HaBris, those three items. Shezeu Bechinas Aisi Pari V'Shodelahu, as it says over there in the story which this chapter is based on, that the wise men of Athens said to Rabbi Shuben Hananya, there's a well out in the desert. Can you bring it in for us? He said, sure, gladly. He threw some bran at them, and he said to them, spin me a rope from this, make me a rope from this bran, and I'll bring it in for you, no problem. So they said to him, can anybody make a rope out of bran? So he said, can anybody bring a well in from the desert? So this is where it says, Aisi Pari, he brought bran, v'shodolahu, and threw it to them, v'omar lahem, and he said to them, afshilu li chavli, you know, spin me a rope from this. Ayin shom heitev, look in Likutei Moran over there, at the end of chapter 31, where Rabbeinu Zal explains what this was symbolizing, how this represented this concept where they said to them to bring the well from the desert inside, represented this concept of bringing parnosa michutz lepnim. And he said to them that it's only the one that has tikkun abris, emuna, Shabbos, that's the one who has the ability to bring the parnosa from chutz lepnim. V'chol hayegiois v'hatirchois shetzrichim es yageya b'yoyser b'hatfua shebesodois koidem shemas machnis nois elabayis, all the struggle and effort that a person has to go through before he succeeds in harvesting a crop of tvua and bringing it into the house, hakoil nimshach mishom, it all comes from this issue, machmas shetzrichen lahachnis hasheva v'aparnoso michutz lepnim, because of the fact that the person is trying to transfer the parnoso from outside to bring it in. That requires a tremendous effort. This represents the tikkun of trying to take the crops which represent parnosa and bring it from the fields inside to the house. Now this term sode and bayis comes up very often. We find that the Gemara says, by the Ovoy Sakdoshim, Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, that Avram Avinu called out to Hashem on the mountain. Ki Bahar Hashem Yirob, when he had the Akedas Yitzchok, it took place on a mountain, and it says over there, Bahar Hashem Yirob, that Hashem revealed himself to Avram Avinu on a mountain. By Yitzchok Avinu, it says that he served Hashem in the field. Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode, it says, he went out to pray in the field. By Yaakov Avinu, it says, he came to a certain place called Betel, and it says, Vayikro Loi Kel, Beis Kel, that he called the place where he met Hashem, Bais, Beit Kel, that's what he called it. And there's a lot of discussion about this in the Gemara, in Likutei Moran, that what does this mean? What it means is, the assumption is that kaviyochel Hashem, we are very far from Hashem. And the avoidah of tzaddikim, or the avoidah of Jews in general, is to bring us closer to Hashem, or to bring Hashem closer to us. So the picture that we're given, the imagery that we're given, is that when during the time of Avraham Avinu, if you wanted to get to Hashem, you had to go out to the mountains. That's out of your house, out of the city, outside of the fields. The fields surround the city. Past that, all the way to the mountains to reach Hashem. Avraham Avinu worked and worked and worked until Yitzhak Avinu came along. And during Yitzhak Avinu's time, Hashem became more accessible, closer. He brought Hashem more inside. Where we find by Yitzhak, during the time of Yitzhak Avinu, the avoda was basode, in the field. Vayetze Yitzhak lasuach basode, Hashem became more easily accessible. He didn't have to go as far out as the mountain, it was reachable in the field. And Yitzhak Avinu worked his whole life, until Yaakov Avinu came along, and during Yaakov Avinu's time, we find kaviyochel Hashem making an appearance in the house. You didn't even have to go out into the field anymore. Kaviyochel Hashem was brought into the house. So we see this concept of Har Sode Bayis represents always a concept of taking something that's outside and bringing it in. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is using the example that typically our food is grown in fields, and the fields are usually assumed to be referred to as outside. And yet we don't eat out in the fields, we eat in our houses. So there's an avoida of bringing the parnoso, or bringing the achila, from chutz into pnim. That's a major avoida, because chutz, outside, usually represents a place of klipos, a place where the sitrachra, where the tumah, can more easily latch onto things, whereas indoors means in a protected place, where the sitrachra is unwelcome, can't get in so easily. And our avoida is to transfer the parnosa from chutz to pnim. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki al yidei chet odom arishoin shepogam babrisu be'emuna k'mo shem razal ayidei ze neskaleloch o'adomo bavuroi be'itzovoin toichaleno be'zeh asapecha toichalechem. As a result of odom arishoin's sin, which involved pigam abris, the concept of his not waiting for his zivug with Chava until Shabbos, that symbolized an aspect of pigam abris in a sense, and also pegam in emunah, that he didn't listen to Hashem, he didn't trust Hashem, and Hashem said, don't eat from it. And the snake was able to convince him, yes, to eat. That resulted in the earth being cursed. Shemishom nimshochim kol hayegiyois v'atirchois b'shvil ha'parnoso. And as a result of Hashem saying, b'tzovoin techalena, that your parnoso is going to have to be with depression, with suffering, or b'zeya sapecho techalechem, that's why we struggle now for parnosa. Ve'ikar hayegiyos b'yoser tzrichim b'avoidas hasode. And the main struggle and effort is when it comes to the working out in the fields. Kidei lohoitzi hasode mikilolosa. To take the field out of its curse. Levarer hatvua michutz lepnim misode lebayis. To refine the tvua and to elevate it from sode to bayis. Because as a result of the sin, it caused the Shefa to be sent outside. Just like the Gemara in the Zohar Kodesh say, that normally, the way things are supposed to go is, Hashem is supposed to send down all Shefa to Eretz Yisrael first, and from Eretz Yisrael, it gets distributed to the rest of the world. Eretz Yisrael is the center, it's the Shoyset Chila, the Gemara says. It drinks first from Hashem, and then, once Eretz Yisrael has taken what it needs, the leftovers get distributed to the rest of the world. But when the Jews aren't worthy and undeserving, what happens is, instead, the Shefa doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael, which is called Pnim, the bias of the inside, the location of the base Hamikdash, but rather the Shefa gets sent outside to Chutz Loretz. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Kimach Masachet Chas V'Sholom Nim Shecho HaShefa L'Chutz Al Kein Tzrichin Yegiya Gedoi Lo Kodim Shemach Nisna Yisrael Pnim. Therefore it takes a tremendous effort before we Zoicha to bring the Shefa in. V'chol Zeh Nim Shach Mi Pigam Abris V'Emuno Shai Dezeh Nivgomim HaVolam V'Kisufim. And this is all a result of Pigam HaBris and Pigam Emuna, which is what causes there to be a defectiveness in the Ratzonos, in the desires, and in the Havolim, the vapors. Kimavoyer about Torah al Kanal, as was explained in this chapter in Likutei Moran, and as we discussed earlier. Vizeu bechinas bezeas apecho toichalechem. This is why the pasuk says, with the sweat of your nose, you will eat bread. It wants to talk about struggle. Note, it doesn't say with the sweat of your brow. Why does it say the nose? Ki ho'af shehu hachoitem mishom yoitzim ha'havolim shehem anafoshois. Because the nose is the place where a person breathes in and breathes out. That's where this breath comes from. Shehem hanefoshos, which is the souls. Ukama shekosov, kol ashenishmas ruach chaim bi'apov. As we have a pasuk in the Chumash where it says, anyone who has a living spirit in his nostrils, in his nose. V'alkein koirei ha-posukes yegiois v'atirchois b'loshem b'zeis apecho. This is why the pasuk associates the struggle for parnasa with the nose, sheshom moitze ha-havolim v'anafoshois, because it's the nose that gives forth this breath, these souls. Ki ikar ha-yegiois v'atirchois nimshach mishom machmas pegam ha-havolim v'anafoshois shenitkevu al-yidei kisufim roem shel chet odom rishon v'shel kol b'nei olam. Because the main struggle and difficulty that's involved in parnasa comes as a result of the bad breath and the bad vapors that were caused as a result of the bad desires and the sins of Adam HaRishon and all the other people since that time. The main thing that causes their sins and everything is the bad desires, shemehem nasim havolim nefoshos loytovim, which generate these souls and these bad souls and vapors. Shem pigam hoaf achoitim, sheshirom ikar chiyas hanefoshos vavolim umishom kol yigiyas haparnosa v'kanal, which is all represented by the nose, which is the source from which this breath comes in and out. And that's the source of life of these nefoshos. V'zehu, this is what it means when the posuk says, kol omol ha'odom lefihu. All of man's struggle is based on his mouth. Ki ikar yitzias hanefoshos mikoyach alapoyal hu alidei haper. Because we learned earlier that what actually produces and completes these souls when a Jew expresses his ritzonos verbally, when he puts his desires into words, correct? That's what creates the nefoshos. Ukefima shepoigem kol echod beilu anafoshos aydei shemoitzi bepiv kisufim she'enem tovim chas v'shalom. To the extent that a Jew makes mistakes and causes defects as a result of expressing bad desires from his mouth, and he creates nefoshos pigumim, souls that are defective, kemoikein tzorech la'amoil ulehisyakeya ba'parnosov b'yoser. That's what causes him to have to struggle in parnosamua. It becomes very difficult for him to bring the parnasa in from the outside. Because a person will only be able to do that if the person has good vapors, which are the result of good desires. All of man's struggle is relative to his mouth. Daiko, dehainu, aydei pigam ha-havolim panafoshos, sheyoitzim derech haper, as a result of the defects in the vapors and air that comes out of a person's mouth where he speaks bad desires, he expresses bad desires in his words, shaydeze panasosoi beigia gedoilo. That's what causes his panosa to come through great struggle, because it becomes a very difficult burden and struggle for him to bring the shefa from outside to the inside. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein be'emes ikar ha-brocho va-parnoso hu'alidei b'chinas tzadik v'shabbos. This is why the main brocha in a person's parnoso comes from the tzadik and from the Shabbos. Shehem Bechinas Tikkun Abris Ve'emuna. Both of these items, the Tzaddik and Shabbos, both represent Tikkun Abris and Emuna. We know the title Tzaddik is earned only through Tikkun Abris, Man Tzaddik Mandanot Abris, and the Pasuk says, V'tzaddik Be'emunoso Yechye. Tzaddikim are the ones who have Shleimus Ve'emuna. We mentioned earlier, Ubrisi Ne'emenes Loi. The one who has the Bris has the Emuna. So the Tzaddik has Bris and Emuna. Shabbos is the Oysu Emuna. If a person keeps Shabbos, it shows he believes in Hashem, that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. And Shabbos is the symbol of Bris. We say, Oysili, Lasoi says, Hashabos ledoiroisom Bris Oilom. Shabbos is Bris and Emuna, and Tzaddik is Bris and Emuna. Shaydei says, Zoichen lekisuf and Nikdusha. Rabbein Azal showed in that chapter in Likud Imran that to the degree that a person has faith, good faith, and to the degree that he has Tikkun Abris, to that degree he's zoche to have good desires. Shaydezeh achilosoy panososoy bebechinas lechem aponim, which elevates his achila, his panoso, to the madrega of lechem aponim, holy food. Vooz hakoil torchen b'shvil panososoy, and then by the kohanim who ate lechem aponim, the Torah says that everybody else worked for them. They didn't have to go out to work. Their work was done by others. Ki hu zoche lahachnis hapanosu michutz lepnim aidei hakisufim vanafoshes toivim. Because this person is zoche to bring the panosu from outside to inside through his good desires, which result in good souls. She zoche aidei b'chinas bris v'shabbos, which he zoche to through his tikkun abris and through his Shabbos. As is explained very well in that chapter in Likutei Moran. V'zeh shohoyu noyagim ha-tzadikim lotzeis lasode lekabel Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says this is why it's brought that the Arizal and his students and other tzadikim used to have a custom to go out into the fields to welcome the Shabbos. K'may shekosuv l'cho doidi neitzei hasode. That when they said l'chadoidi, they would go out into the field. This is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Come, my beloved, let's go out into the fields. These tzaddikim, the Arizal, and his students used to go out into the fields for l'chadoidi. Ki ikra brocho himi Shabbos, shu emuna v'tikkun abris. The main brocho comes from Shabbos, which is the combination of emuna and tikkun abris. Kama shekosuv, bris oilam beini uvem in Israel. V'yalkein Shabbos mekoyer habrocha. That's why Shabbos is called the source of bracha. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, the minayim is borchin kol shita yoimin. All 6 days of the week receive their bracha from Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu shvi shemashlim kol habrochois. Because Shabbos represents the seventh day, which brings shleimus to the brachos. Shehem b'chinas shisha brachos k'neged sheshes yimei ha'masa. Aval ein shleimus la'brachos k'mayde Shabbos emuna, k'may shekosov shamayin shom. If you recall, we discussed many moons ago about the fact that the Gemara says when a person gives tzedakah to a poor man, he gets six brachos, and if he's mafias the poor man, if he says a good word to the poor man, he gets 11 brachos. And we explain that there's a problem with this, because we know that Hashem runs the world through the Galgalim, through the sun and the moon and the stars. And we know that they are basically 12 and 7. There are Yud Beis Mazolois and Shiva Koich Beileches, 7 planets and 12 Mazolois. So why the numbers 11 and 6? So we mentioned earlier to show that it's not Shalem until you add something. You have to add Emuna. Emuna is the Shleimus HaBrochos, and we said Ish Emunois, we explained this earlier. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this shows that the 6 days of the week represent something that's not Shalem, it's Choser. Shabbos is Mashlim. Shabbos is what completes the 6 days of the week, because Shabbos is Bechinas Emuna. The Alkein, this is why the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kad Ail Shabso, when Shabbos comes up. Then a Jew has a job of taking parnosa and bringing it from outside to inside. Lechem Aponim, for the person to elevate his achila to the madrig of Lechem Aponim, Shemitzvosoi b'Shabbos Daiko. We know that it was on Shabbos that the Kohanim switched the Lechem Aponim, put the new Lechem Aponim on and took off the old Lechem Aponim, and were able to eat it. She'oz Misadrim Lechem Aponim, Yud Beis Chalois, Lahashlim Hayud Aleph Brochois, Shel HaMefayesoni, Lashlim Amayidei Shabbos Emunah, Va'oz Nasin Yud Beis, Bechinas Yud Beis Chalois Shel Lechem Aponim. Rav Nosson Zalman is showing such an incredible chiddush. He's showing Rabbeinu Zalman Kutimran spoke about the 6 and 11 versus the 12 and 7 related to the stars. Rav Nosson Zalman says, look how you have the 12 and 7 right in the Parnosa. The Lechem Aponim, which happens on the 7th day of the week on Shabbos, that's when all the action happens. The old bread is removed, the new bread is put in, and the old bread is eaten up. And note how, which is the 7th day. And how many breads were there? Yud Beis Chalois, 12 Chalois. Showing us that the Shleimus, what completes the 11 and 6 and turns it into 12 and 7, is Shabbos. Shabbos is the day, the 7th day, when we have the 12 Chalois, which represent Parnosa, Shefa. Va'alkein oz b'knisas Shabbos yoytzim el asodeh. This is why the Mekubolim, when Shabbos would enter, they would go out into the fields, lahachnis hashefa michutz lepnim, to show that symbolically they were going to be bringing the shefa from outside, from the fields, in. Bebechinas lechem aponim, to elevate it to this state of lechem aponim. Ki basode shom achizas hachitzoinim, because the field is a place where the klipois can latch on too easily. Because in the field, you have all kinds of air, all kinds of atmosphere from all the millions of all people in the world that are pumping stuff out into the atmosphere, like we learned before. Goyim lahavdil, Jews that aren't observant at all. V'ikra kedusha shel isha Yisraeli hu b'fnei mitoch habayis. The main kedusha of a religious Jew is inside the house, inside the home, the Jewish home. Bibchinas kol kvoido basmelech penima, as the posuk says that the true respectability of a princess is inside. Ukamashikosa, then the posuk, as the posuk says, lech imi bo bachadoraich, come my nation, come with me into your enclosed room. Because when you're in an enclosed area, you're protected in a sense from all the bad vapors in the world, which come from people's bad desires. This is why the Torah testifies that Esav was the man of the field. He was the one who was outside there with the Havolim Roim and Kisufim Roim. The Yaakov Ishtom Yoshev Oyalim. Whereas Yaakov Avinu was the sincere person who always stayed inside the tent. Ki Esav nimshach achar kisufim v'avolim roim shemetzuyim b'chutz basode. Esav is the one who feels himself drawn to the bad desires and bad vapors which are found outside in the field. The Yaakov borach mehem l'toich ohle Torah tefila. Whereas Yaakov Avinu ran away from that. He ran into the tent where he davened and learned. That's that was the protective tent. V'zehu ma'ashemavur b'kisvei ho'ari b'kavonas Shabbos b'inyan sodeh sheshom achizas hasitrachra. This is why the Arizal, when he discusses Shabbos and he speaks about the field, he says that the field is a place of klipois. B'chinas kibas sodeh mitzo'o. When the Torah speaks about a Jewish woman, Chas V'Shalom, being raped, it says that if a man will find her outside in the field and will commit this type of act, then she is not to blame, because even if she screamed, nobody would have heard her. Note, it picks the term out in the field. Bechinas vayhi bihiyosim basode. And when it talks about Cain murdering Hevel, again it says, when they were out in the field, Cain murdered Hevel. Because out in the field, which represents a place of klipois, Shehem b'chinas havolim roim bad vapors shenim shochem ayde pigam abrisu pigam emuna. V'ze ikur yigiyosoy v'avodoyso shel odom liskois liktusha shabbos. And this is the main struggle of each and every single yid to be zoche to the kedusha of Shabbos. L'hachnes ha-shefa v'nitzotis ha-kedusha michutz l'pnei misod el-bayis, to bring the shefa and sparks of kedusha from outside to inside, from the field to the house. We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos, Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Umnim, Halacha Dalet, in the middle of paragraph Lamed Beis, page 170, left-hand column, 6 lines down. We'll just mention some of the highlights of what Rav Nosson Zal was talking about right now. The topic that we're in the middle of is emphasizing the importance of Rotzon Bigdusha, when a person has good desires versus bad desires. And we mentioned that a good Rotzon creates a nefesh. And when a person expresses that good Rotzon in words, it activates that nefesh, where that nefesh can go and travel in the world and enter into people and actually affect them in a positive way. The chapter on Mikutaman that this halacha is based on, Torah Lamed Aleph, there Rav Nosson uses the terms Rotzon, Nefesh, and Hevel Dikdusha. Hevel means breath, like holy breath, referring to when a person speaks positive Rotzonos, you know, things that Hashem considers to be good, and puts that into words, and that breath goes out into the atmosphere as Hevel Dikdusha, and that could go in, it could even go into a Rasha and turn him around. Whereas we mentioned, if you have the opposite case, you have a person who's speaking bad things, speaking about kind of expressing verbally their desire to do bad, where that also, that creates a hevel, a breath that goes out into the air, that could even go into a tzaddik and chas v'shalom make the tzaddik want to do bad things, that kind of thing. Rabbi Nosson had said that this ability to create these nefashim, the ability to have rotzon and kedusha, is dependent on emuna and tikkun abris. And he gave the example of Shabbos, and we said that emuna is the shleimus of all things. We gave the example of 11, the numbers 11 and 6 representing lack of shleimus, because there are 12 constellations, 12 months to the year that are represented by 12 signs of the zodiac, and there are 7 planets. They're called Zayin Koich Veleches. And yet we find the numbers 6 and 11 used related to tzedakah. For example, the Gemara says that if a Jew gives charity to a poor man, he's blessed with 6 brachas. And if a Jew says a nice word to a poor man, he makes him feel good by talking to him nicely, he gets 11 brachas. Then the Gemara says that one rabbi was able to summarize the entire Torah in 11 statements, and another rabbi was even able to summarize it in 6 statements. That same 11 and 6. And Rabbi Nosson shows in the Likutei Moharan that the 11 and 6 reflect a lack of shleimus. What completes the number? What takes us from 11 to 12 and from 6 to 7? Emuna. Emuna is that item. Because the Gemara says that one rabbi came along and he said, I'll show you how the whole Torah could be brought out in one item alone. The tzadik b'emunoso yichya. That's the one that completes the 11, and it completes this. It changes the 11 to a 12 and the 6 to a 7. In all cases. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal said we have on Shabbos, which is the 7th day of the week, Shabbos is the day when a person proclaims his emunah in Hashem. A Jew who doesn't keep Shabbos shows he doesn't believe that there's a Hashem. He doesn't believe that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the 7th. And if he does keep Shabbos, that's called the Ois Emunah, the sign of faith. And also on Shabbos, you have the 12 loaves of challah, of the lechem aponim, the new breads that were brought in every single Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal was also in the middle of discussing the topic of parnosa and achila, and showing us how these items start off. Rav Nosson Zal showed us how parnosa and achila start off in a state of chutz, outside, And the avoid of a Jew is to bring them into Pnim, to just like we have the bread, the holy bread in the Beis HaMikdash was called Lechem HaPonim. The word ponim means it has a face to it, and the word ponim is also milashon pnim, inside, implying that this is something that was taken from outside to inside, because typically food grows in fields. Where are the fields? The fields are outside. The fields aren't inside the city usually, they're outside the city. Bachutz, and our avoda on a physical level is to take the food from chutz and bring it into pnim. Spiritually also, there's an avoid of taking achila and parnosa and taking them out of the realm of the sitrachra, of the klipa of tuma, which is called chutz, and bringing it into the kedusha, which is called inside. Now we were in the middle of a discussion of a law in Shulchan Aruch where it discusses a person who owns a field, that's the Baal HaSodeh, and a person who's a choicher, who is a person who agrees to work the field. The owner of the field isn't going to have to do any work at all. He can stay home. The choicher is going to work the field throughout the whole year, and for being given the use of the field, he's going to give the owner 100 bushels of tefuah, period. No matter what the field produces. A socher is a person who's going to use the field of the owner, and no matter what the field produces, he's going to pay the owner $100. A kablanut is where the person makes a deal with the owner that if I'll do all the work on your field, and for doing that, you will get a certain percentage, you'll get 10% of whatever the field produces. And the Shulchan Aruch had showed us that in all of these cases, just about, if anything goes wrong, if anything bad happens to the field, 98% of cases, we attribute the blame and the responsibility to the choicher, or to the socher, or to the kablan. We say that he's the one who has to suffer the loss. He still has to give the Baal HaSodeh his full amount, in most cases. And now Rav Nosson Zal is in the process of explaining why it is this way. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'kol echod kefima shezoicha lebechinas kedusha shabbos v'tikkun habris, each and every single person, to the degree that he's zoicha to the holiness of Shabbos, and to Tikkun HaBris, Shemishom Havolim Unafoshes Tikdusha, which are what give a Jew the ability to create holy souls and this holy Hevel. Keep in mind that Shabbos is when we get this Nefesh Yisera. Shabbos is a time of extra Nefeshot. Just right from the bat, the moment Shabbos begins, any Jew that shows a desire to take upon himself Shabbos is receiving an extra Nefesh right there. To the extent that a Jew is zeichet to Kedusha Shabbos and Tikkun HaBris, to that extent he's able to remove from himself the yoke of having to work in the field, begashmius. He's zeichet that his parnosa should be in the form of lechem hapanim, which means he's able to stay indoors. He doesn't have to go outdoors to work. Ki machnis hashefa lipnim alide kedusha Shabbos. As a result of this person plugging into the holiness of Shabbos, he doesn't have to go out to work. Va'oz hakoil torchen b'shvil parnasosoy. But rather, everybody else is struggling to provide for him. V'hu einoy tzorich la'asos avoydes gashmis shavasodeh. He doesn't have to be doing the physical work of the field. That's to the degree that he accepts upon himself Shabbos and Tikkun HaBris. Ulehepech, and to the degree that a person is poigem in Bris, and to the degree that a person is poigem in Shabbos, lehepech. The opposite will hold true. It'll force him to have to be bachutz, to have to toil and labor outside, in the fields. V'alkein, therefore, ze hachoicher, this person who is a choicher, a type of sharecropper, shekibel al atzmo yavodas hasodeh, who accepted upon himself that he's going to do all the labor in the field. The owner of the field can stay home. He's going to be the one to do actual work in the field. And again, he's going to give the owner a certain fixed amount of bushels. Talinon hakilkul boy. If anything goes wrong with the field, we blame it on him. We assume it's his fault. Machmas shehu bechinas ish sodeh. because he is the man of the field that we mentioned before. We had said earlier that Esav is called Ish Sodeh, Yaakov Avinu is called Yoshev Ohalim, the one who stays indoors, in the tent of learning. This doesn't mean chas v'shom, that we're calling a Jew Esav. We're comparing him, that on a certain level, he's taking on the form of the type that's called Esav, the type that's Ish Sodeh. Shoshom, why? Because Shulchan is Ish Sodeh, Shekibel al atzmai lotzeis lachutz la'avod avodes ha-sodeh, since he accepted upon himself to go outside and to do the work in the field. Shoshom achizas havolim v'kisufim loitoivim. Out there in the field is the place where you have these bad vapors, these bad vibes, and you have these bad desires. It's the uncivilized place, that kind of thing. Shemishom kol kilkulei asodeh kanal, which is what causes the damage and destruction to the field. Al kein toilen al piroiv hakilkul boi. Therefore, when something goes wrong with the field, we usually attribute it to the choicher, to the one who's working the field, because he's the one who's more bachutz. He's the one who's more
in the place of bad vibes, or anything bad that's happening, he's closer to it than the owner. Ki bal hakarko hu keneged hachoicher bebechinas pnimi, because the owner of the land, compared to the choicher, the owner of the land is a bechino indoors. Ki hu horak mimenu avodas hasodeh, because he was able to remove from himself the responsibility of working in the field. Talking about the rich and the poor, I'll give you an example, that I've mentioned often, that years ago, when I lived in Lavdwin, America, and there were students of Rabbi Rosenfels who used to sell their chametz terumim, and some of them were very wealthy people, people who had millions of dollars, and people who had four or five homes, and 8 to 20 businesses, different businesses when it came to selling the chametz. This person needed a page to describe, to list his house in Brooklyn, his house in New Jersey, his house in one or two other places, and his 10 to 15 businesses in North Carolina and here and there. This person, I asked one of these people one time in a very pleasant way, do you get a chance to learn, to attend the shiur during the week? And he looked at me very sheepishly, saying that I really don't get the chance during the week. I don't have the time. I'm so busy with so many different things. I said, what about on Shabbos? He said, Shabbos, usually I try. And I remember looking at this person and asking myself, who's rich and who's poor? The fact that I have the opportunity to attend the shir 2-3 nights a week, and he doesn't. Who's better off? What do you call being rich? What do you call being poor? When does he think he's going to get the learning in Olam Haba? In other words, when does he think he's going to get the opportunity to sit down and enjoy the in Olam Haba? The Yosheva Kilu Parvim and Avodas HaSodeh, because he has removed from himself the working out in the field. The Yosheva Bayis Nepneim, and he stays in the house indoors. Vezeh HaChoycher Tzorech L'Troyach Avuray B'Shvil Panasosoy Lotzeis Lachutz La'Avod Avodas HaSodeh. Whereas the choicher has to work for him, for the Baal HaBayit. He's the choicher, is the one who has to go out there in the field and work and toil and everything in order to give the Baal HaBayit his 100 bushels. Alkein, toilin, boi hakilku. Therefore, we assume that the one to blame when there's something going wrong with the panasa is the choicher. She'achizosei b'chutz. He's plugged in to the chutz. Which is close to those bad vibes, those bad vapors that are on the outside. Unless if it's a plague that hits the entire country or the entire city or whole area or region, then the choicher has the right to deduct from the amount of bushels that he had made up originally he was going to give to the owner of the field. Ki makas medino ze nimshach mebechinas yesh hevel ha-shanas ha-oretz asher yesh tzadikim shemagi alim kemaisa rishoim v'yesh rishoim shemagi alim kemaisa tzadikim. Rabbeinu Zalman said in that chapter, like Kudurman, that there are times when bad vapors, bad breath, bad air goes to tzaddikim, and good air goes to rishonim. In this process of people expressing their desires, pumping that out into the atmosphere, at times the desires of a rasha will fly through the atmosphere and go into a tzaddik and cause that tzaddik to have a bad reaction. And at times the desires of a tzaddik will fly through the air and go into a rasha and have him to cause a good reaction. But Mosesal says here that when such an incident happens where a whole region gets hit, you know, by a plague or something that affects their fields, that's in this category where it's very possible that the good guys are getting hit with bad vibes, that kind of thing. Even the good guys, the owners of the fields, that it's hitting them, that kind of thing. That's what affects a regional type of plague, whereby the righteous, good people are affected and punished by the sins of the Rishonim, through the bad vapors and the bad desires of the Rishonim. Therefore, in that case, we do not attribute the problem in the field to the choicher, the one on the outside, because once an entire region got hit, we can't pin exactly whose fault this is. And the fact that the Baal Hasod is inside and the Chocher is outside is also no proof anymore. You can't use that as proof to say that the problem is the Chocher's fault. Because when there's a regional plague that hits, there's no proof. Once we show you that this Makas Medina comes from the fact that at times bad vibes hit good people and good vibes hit bad people, now you can't attribute blame anymore. You can't draw the lines. Because when that stuff starts happening, because we say that once wires start getting crossed, things aren't flowing exactly tzaddik to tzaddik, rasha to rasha, but things are flowing from the rishonim to the tzaddikim and from the tzaddikim to the rishonim, then gam begashmi, and this will reflect itself in physical form also, that you'll have good people that'll experience what would normally be given, dished out to a rasha, and you'll have rishonim that will experience the good with the goodwill and the enjoyment and pleasure that you would normally attribute shabbat to tzaddikim. As the Pasuk says over there, there are tzaddikim whom what happens to them is what you would normally say should happen to a Russian, and vice versa. Therefore, when you see this field being hit by a plague or disease of some sort, it's very possible that it's resulting from the balabai, the balasoda, who's, even though he's inside, of course, man sheikhin litvoy sakilko bachecher, talim amboi yosri barakako. Whereas, any time that we can possibly attribute the problem to the checher, we lean to do that more than to the balasoda. We all came, therefore we learned, if all the fields that a particular chaycher is working got hit with a plague of shidafon, a certain type of plague, then for sure we attribute the blame to the chaycher, to the worker. Even if an entire region got hit, if within that region were all the Chaycher's fields, we attribute it to him more than to the Balasodah. Because once we see that all the fields that he's working, that hit, we say that it's his fault. It's him that he that's the cause of it. Whereas if there was a regional plague, and within this region were all the fields of a particular landowner, but a person who's working some of his fields had some fields that he's working with
in the region, and some fields that belong to a different person outside the region, which this same choicher is working, ein toilem boyakilku. Then we can't blame the choicher anymore. Ki roiv hakilkulim shel asode, ki roiv hakilkulim shel asode toilem b'choicher, shekibol al avodas asode shu b'chutz. The majority of problems we attribute to the choicher, who's the one who accepted to do the work, which is outside. Sheshom mitzuyim havolim dayalma. That's where the vapors of this physical world are. This, you know, the bad vapors. Shemishom kolakil kulam, which is what causes all the problems. Machmashem moinim lahachnis hashefa michutz lepnim, because they block the shefa from being brought from outside to inside. General level, the one who's out there working versus the one who's inside, the implication right there is that the one on the inside should be more religious, more b'chinas tzaddik, than the one on the outside. So in other words, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining utopia. Keep that in mind. He's describing what's right. He's describing the truth of what's really supposed to be happening and what's happening. It's just that, again, the fact that there's a Yetzer Hara, and the fact that as we get closer to the coming of Moshiach, Hashem is becoming more and more hidden, v'anochi hastir astir espona b'yamahu, therefore, suddenly things seem to be turning upside down, where the good guys are outside and the bad guys are inside. You know, that kind of thing. You understand?
The difference with the borrower, he didn't have to pay anything. Here, the person working the land is obligated to pay.
The borrower? Of course he had to pay. If someone borrows a boat from someone...
When we were presenting it, I thought he just borrowed it. He didn't have any responsibility.
He had responsibility to watch it.
To watch it, but not like renting. We're here just to watch it. We're here, the person is using the land, and he also has to pay.
For, true.
That's the difference?
It's not that's one of the differences between them.